Denise Rutherford is Senior Vice President of Corporate Affairs for 3M. She says the company enacted surge plans to increase production of N95s as early as January.
So we hold idle capacity because we know that we have to be able to increase supply relatively quickly. We've been there before, as we like to say, because of hurricanes, wildfires, other natural disasters, and honestly, SARS. We took a lot of the learnings from the SARS epidemic, and we realized that we needed to have capacity that could be brought forward really quickly.
But as COVID-19 spread throughout the country and the world this spring, Rutherford says existing capacity wasn't enough.
So we put in our own investments to add another line. And then we were fortunate to receive money from the Department of Defense for additional capacity expansion. And so what we just opened up was the combination of those, both 3M investments as well as investments from the U.S. government.
The expansion adds 120,000 square feet to the Aberdeen plant, equivalent to a little more than two football fields. Rutherford says this expansion has a big impact on how many N95s the company can produce.
It allows us basically almost in the U.S. alone to pretty much quadruple our output in these last 10 months.
The 3M factory expansion means an additional 100 new jobs in Aberdeen on top of the 200 added since January. The factory is running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Denise Rutherford says employees receive training on COVID-19 safety on top of other precautions to ensure the virus doesn't spread within the plant.
In the plants themselves, they are wearing the N95s because of the criticality of those particular operations.
By the end of this year, 3M is expected to produce 2 billion N95 respirators globally. That triples production since last year. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.